Providing solutions, second part. Restoring natural and forest resources using urban treated wastewater as irrigation water. Natural and forest resources have been destroyed by human activities recently. As mentioned above, when trees do photosynthesis or oxygenation and spread shade, they have a significant effect on temperature control. They live and grow in different weather conditions according to the variety of breed and species. Regarding the topic's importance, we will briefly examine and recognize trees and plant species affecting climate change control. Trees are divided into two types, evergreen and deciduous. Evergreen trees are trees with needle-shaped leaves that have leaves in all seasons, like all kinds of pines. Deciduous trees are plants that lose their leaves in part of the year due to the weather conditions, such as dry and rainless seasons. Considering each region's vegetation and forest cover and knowing the local environmental climate, temperature, and soil type, saving natural and forest resources is possible. The most significant factors of deforestation recently are droughts resulting from climate change and negligence in preserving forest resources, which humans entirely cause. Optimizing water consumption in different sectors and transferring urban wastewater to water treatment plants makes it possible to compensate for the destruction of several years and restore forest resources by transferring the output treatment water of these plants to tree cultivation areas. The average amount of water needed to irrigate different trees weekly is about 25 to 75 liters. This amount of water consumption varies depending on the type of the tree, soil texture, soil-specific gravity, air temperature, and type of irrigation. By regular planting of trees and the restoration of natural and forest resources, the relative temperature can be significantly reduced over time and the spread of climate change can be prevented. Regarding household water consumption per population, it is possible to estimate the cultivation area. For example, in a metropolis with a population of 3 million people, if the average household water consumption is 150 liters per person per day, the daily water consumption in this sector is about 450 million liters, which is non-renewable and unavailable, including the deduction of water consumption. About 75% of the water is transferred to the sewage system as wastewater after consumption. There is an average of about 30% of this amount of daily wastewater in the transmission network and waste treatment centers. Based on this, the amount of recovered water that can be removed from the treatment plants is about 55% of each person's total daily water consumption. With this volume of water from the treatment plants and based on the average consumption of water required for each tree, at least 30 million trees can be planted. The amount of water used for tree cultivation differs in different seasons, and rainfall sources will be very effective in supplying the required water.